The next word is may. The word may in Russian is yin. Pronounced yen. It can be used in many ways, such as today is a beautiful day. Сегодня прекрасный день. Breakdown. Сегодня. Pronounced сегодня means today. Прекрасный. Pronounced прекрасный means beautiful. It is an adjective that modifies день. День. Pronounced день means day. The sentence is in the nominative case. Variations. День can be used in the plural form. Дни. Pronounced дни to refer to multiple days. For example, в эти дни я был занят. Pronounced в эти дни я был занят. I was busy during these days. День can also be used to refer to a specific day of the week. For example, в понедельник. Pronounced в понедельник, on Monday. English translation. Today equals сегодня. Pronounced сегодня, beautiful equals прекрасный. Pronounced прекрасный, day equals день. Pronounced gen. The next word is successful. The sentence. Я хай усилия хай были хай успешными хай. Хай она хай добилась хай своего хай. Breakdown. Хай я ее хай her. Pronounced yo with the stress on the first syllable. Hi usilia, high efforts. Pronounced usilia with the stress on the first syllable. In Russian, this word is in the plural form, so we know there are multiple efforts. Hi beyeli, high were pronounced bili with the stress on the first syllable. Hi uspeyeshanyeremi, high successful. Pronounced uspishnami with the stress on the second syllable. This is the adjective form of successful and is used to describe the efforts. Hi ona, hi she pronounced ona with the stress on the first syllable. Hi beobelasiri, hi achieved pronounced dabilas with the stress on the second syllable. Hi sveoyegeo, hi her own. Pronounced svaivo with the stress on the second syllable. This is a possessive adjective that shows what she achieved was hers. It can mean that she reached a personal goal or that she was successful in a way that was uniquely hers. Translation. Her efforts were successful. She achieved her own goal. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective hi uspeyeshanyeremi hi is in the feminine plural form to agree in gender and number with the noun hi usilia hi efforts. This is an important concept in Russian grammar, as adjectives, pronouns, and verbs must agree with the noun they describe in gender, number, and case. Possessive adjectives. The word hi sveoyegeo hi is a possessive adjective. This means it shows ownership. It agrees with the noun in gender, number, and case. It is a common word in Russian, and is often used to emphasize the connection between a person and something that belongs to them. Word pronunciation. Hi uspeyeshanyerikratkoye, hi, successful, pronounced, uspeyeshni, with the stress on the second syllable. Hi uspeyeshanya, hi, successful, pronounced, uspeyeshnaya, with the stress on the second syllable. The next word is sing. The English word, sing, translates to pet. Pronounced, pet, in Russian. This is a verb, and is used in the infinitive form, which means it is not conjugated. Here is an example of the word, sing, used in a sentence. Y-R-U-U-8. Y-L-U-U pet. Breakdown. Y-R-Y-U-U. Love, present tense, first person singular. 8. Pet, to sing, infinitive. Translation, I love to sing. Important note, the verb pet. Pet can be conjugated in various tenses and forms, such as poyu, I sing, present tense. Pel, pel, I sang, past tense, masculine. Pela, pela, I sang, past tense, feminine. Peli, peli, we sang, past tense, plural. You will encounter different forms of pet. Pet, in different contexts, so it's important to be aware of the various conjugations. Pronunciation tips. Pet. Pet, the stress is on the first syllable, with the e sound similar to the e in pet. The y sound is similar to the y in yes. U-blu. The y sound is similar to the y in yes. The u is pronounced like the u in flute. English. Sing / s small cap ing / Russian. Pit. / bjet / The next word is doubt. The word doubt in Russian is Somnienie. Pronounced Somnienie. It is a noun that can be used in a variety of ways. Here is an example sentence. У меня есть сомнения относительно его честности. У меня means I have pronounced. У меня есть. Yes means there is or there are pronounced. Yes, S-O-M-N-E-N-E-R. Сомнения means doubts, pronounced. Сомнения-ро-те-но-се-те-е-л-е-р-е-но. Относительно means regarding or concerning, pronounced. Относительно-е-ге-о. Его means his, pronounced. Его-че-е-сте-но-сте-е. Честности means honesty, pronounced. Chasty nasty. Translation. I have doubts about his honesty. Key concepts. The word S-O-M-N-E-N-E-E. Сомнение. Can be used in both singular and plural forms. The word O-T-N-O-S-E-T-E-L-E-R-E-N-O. Относительно. Can be used in a variety of contexts, such as when talking about something in relation to something else, or when discussing a particular subject. Variations. S-O-M-N-Y-V-A-T-E-R-E-S-Y-A. Сомневаться. Pronounced, сомневаться, to doubt S-O-M-N-E-T-E-L-E-R-E-N-Y-R-E-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Сомнительный. Pronounced, сомневаться, doubtful. English. Doubt. Dot, Russian. Сомнение. Сомнение. The next word is competition. The word competition is конкуренция. / конкуренция / in Russian. This word is a feminine noun and is often used in the context of business, sports, or any situation where individuals or groups are vying for the same prize or goal. Here is a sentence using this word. На рынке существует большая конкуренция среди производителей автомобилей. / на рынке существует большая конкуренция среди производителей автомобилей. / Breakdown. На / на / on, preposition, used with the dative case. Rünki. Slash ring slash market masculine noun in the prepositional case. Существует. Slash существует slash exists verb third person singular present tense. Большая. Slash большая slash big large feminine adjective nominative case. Конкуренция. Slash конкуренция slash competition feminine noun nominative case. Среди. Slash среди slash among preposition used with the genitive case. Производители. Slash производитель slash producers masculine noun in the genitive case. Автомобили. Slash автомобиль slash cars masculine noun in the genitive case. Translation. There is a lot of competition among car manufacturers in the market. Key concepts. The use of the dative case after the preposition. Ne. Slash r slash the use of the preposition. Среди. Slash среди slash to indicate, among, the genitive case used after prepositions, and to show possession. The word, competition, can be singular, or plural. Конкуренция. Slash конкуренция slash singular and конкуренции. Slash конкуренции slash plural. Pronunciation. Конкуренция. Slash конкуренция slash рынок. Slash рынок slash производитель. Slash производитель detail slash автомобиль. Slash automobile slash variations. The word concurrencia slash concurrencia slash can also be used in the context of a specific type of competition. Concurrencia zamesto slash concurrencia zamesto slash competition for a place. Concurrencia zapobiedu slash concurrencia zapobiedu slash competition for victory. Learning about this common Russian word and its variations can help you understand and speak about a wide range of topics in Russian. The next word is theory. Hash hash. Теория. Эволюции. Чарльза. Дарвина. Является. Одной. Самых важных научных концепций в истории. Breakdown. Теория. Эволюции. Чарльза Дарвина. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Theoria. Theoria, theory. This is a feminine noun, so the ending of the word changes to I. To agree with the feminine noun. Evolutie. Evolutie. Evolutii, evolution. This is a feminine noun. Charles. This is the genitive case of the proper noun Charles, indicating possession. Darwin. This is the genitive case of the proper noun Darwin. Является. Является, is, serves as. This is the present tense of the verb, to be, in the third person singular. It's a linking verb, connecting the subject to the complement. Одной. Одной, one. This is a feminine noun. Is, of, from. This is a preposition. Самых. Самых, most, very. This is a superlative adjective. Важных. Важных, important. This is a plural adjective that agrees in gender and number with the feminine noun. Концепции. Научных. Naruchnik, scientific. This is a plural adjective that agrees in gender and number with the feminine noun. Konceptsui. Concepts. This is a feminine noun. V in. This is a preposition. Historii. Historii, history. This is a feminine noun. Translation. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is one of the most important scientific concepts in history. Helpful hints on pronunciation. The stress in Russian words can be tricky. In this sentence, the stress falls on the first syllable of each word. The sounds cheer and sha are pronounced like the English ch in chair and sh in ship. The sound je is pronounced like the French j in g or the English s in measure. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian nouns and adjectives have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Adjectives must agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Cases. Nouns in Russian have 6 cases, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional. The case of a noun is determined by its function in the sentence. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English, but subject-verb-object is the most common order. Word and pronunciation. Teoria. Teoria, theory. Evolutsii. Evolutsii, evolution. Charles. Darwin. Evlyitsa. Yavlyitsia is, serves as. Odnoi, one. Is, of, from. Samik, most, very. Vajnik, important. Nauchnik. Naruchnik, scientific. Konceptsui. Concepts. V in. Historii. Historii, history. The next word is propose. The professor proposes a new project to the students. Преподаватель предлагает студентам новый проект. Breakdown. Преподаватель. Преподаватель. The word. Преподаватель. Is the noun for professor or teacher. Предлагает. Предлагает. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Предлагает. Предлагать, which means to propose, to offer, or to suggest. Студентам, this is the dative case of студент. Student, which means student. Dative case is used when the object is the indirect receiver of the action. Новый. Новый, this is the masculine nominative singular form of the adjective. Новый. Meaning, new. Проект. Проект, this is the noun for project. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject. Преподаватель. Verb. Предлагает. Object. Студентам. And noun. Проект. The word order is subject-verb-object. Variations. The verb. Предлагать. Can be used in different tenses, moods, and voices. For example. Я предлагаю тебе пойти в кино. Я предлагаю тебе пойти в кино. I propose to you to go to the cinema. Present tense. Он предложил мне помочь ему. Он предложил не помог ему, He proposed to me to help him. Past tense. Translation. The professor proposes a new project to the students. English. Propose, propose. Russian. Предлагать. Предлагать. The next word is reference. The word, reference, is a very useful word in the Russian language, as it can be used in many different contexts. Here is a sentence using reference.
В своей статье он сделал ссылку на классическую работу Льва Толстого.
В статье он сделал ссылку на классическую работу Льва Толстого.
In his article, he referenced the classic work of Leo Tolstoy. Breakdown.
Svoi statai.
In his article, prepositional phrase. In preposition.
Svoi.
His possessive adjective. Statai. Article, feminine noun in the locative case.
On.
He, pronoun.
Sdilal.
Made, past tense verb.
Ssilku.
Reference, noun in the accusative case.
Na.
On, preposition.
Klassicheskuyu.
Classical, adjective in the accusative case.
Rabatu.
Work, feminine noun in the accusative case.
Elva.
Leo, proper noun.
Tolstogo.
Tolstoy, proper noun in the genitive case. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence, subject, object, etc. This is called case. In this sentence, the noun
Ssilku
is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb
Sdilal.
Prepositions. Prepositions, like and
ne,
are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. For example, indicates location. Prepositions often govern the case of the noun or pronoun that follows them. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives, like
svoi,
show possession. Proper nouns. Proper nouns, like
elva
and
tolstogo,
are names of specific people, places, or things. Proper nouns are capitalized in Russian. Variations. The word
suka
can also mean link in the context of the internet. The word
sulatsa
to reference, to cite, is the verb form of
suka.
Pronunciation.
V as in very.
Svoyei. Svoi, like, sway, with a, y, sound at the end.
Statie.
Stati, like, stat, with a, y, sound at the end.
On.
On, like, own.
Zielo.
Sdilal, like, sdel, with an, al, sound at the end.
Suku.
Ssilku, like, sil, with a, q, sound at the end.
Ne.
Na, like, na.
Klassicheskuyu.
Klassicheskuyu, like, class, with a, icheskuyu, sound at the end.
Rabotu.
Rabotu, like, rabotu, with the stress on the, o.
Lva.
Elva, like, liver.
Tolstova.
Tolstogo, like, Tolstogo. Translation. Reference.
Suka.
Ssilka, in.
V. His.
Svoi. Svoi, article. Statia. Statia, he. On. On, made. Zero. Estilau, on. No. Na, classic. Klassicheski. Klassicheski, work. Rabota. Rabota, Leo. Lev. Lev, Tolstoy. 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 The next word is where. Hush hush, where is the library? Где находится библиотека? Breakdown. Где? Pronounced, gdi, means where, and is used in questions. It acts as an interrogative word similar to where in English. Находится. Pronounced, находится, is the present tense form of the verb. Находится. Pronounced, находится, meaning, to be located, to be situated. It's a common verb for indicating location. The verb is conjugated to agree with the subject. Here, the subject is the library. Biblioteca. Which is feminine. Biblioteca. Pronounced, biblioteca, means, library, and is feminine in gender. Indicates a question in Russian. Translation. Where is the library? Pronunciation guide. Где? Где? Находится. Находится. Библиотека. Библиотека. Key concept. The word order in Russian questions is similar to English. The question word. Где? Where, comes first, followed by the subject. Biblioteca. Library, and the verb. Находится. Is located. Variation of. Где. Where. Куда. Pronounced, куда, where, to, used when you are asking about direction, or movement. Откуда. Pronounced, откуда, where, from. Used when asking about origin. The next word is argument. The word. Argument. Argument. In Russian can be used as both a noun and an adjective. As a noun, the sentence. Argument. Unigobile horoshi argument vs voyu zashchitu. Univo. Unigo. Means, he had, pronounced, unigo. Bile. Means, was, pronounced, beel. Horoshi. Horoshi. Means, good, pronounced, horoshi. Argument. Argument. Means, argument, pronounced, argument. Svoyu zashchitu. Svoyu zashchitu. Means, in his defense, pronounced, svoyu zashchitu. Translation. He had a good argument in his defense. As an adjective, the sentence, on per jedeste avel, argumentirovanai, mnenie, on predstavl argumentirovanoneni, on, means, he, pronounced, on, predstavl, means, presented, pronounced, predstavil. Argumentirovanai. Argumentirovano. Means, well argued, reasoned, pronounced, argumentirovano. Mnenie. Neni. Means, opinion, pronounced, mnenie. Translation. He presented a well argued opinion. Note. the adjective form of argument. Argument is argumentirovani. Argumentirovani, which is derived from the noun, the ending in erlikatkoi. Nai is often used to form adjectives from nouns. Pronunciation. Argument. Argument. Pronounced argument. Argumentirovani. Argumentirovani. Pronounced argumentirovani. English translation. Argument. Russian translation. Argument. Argument. The next word is adult. English sentence. The adult is responsible for their own actions. Russian sentence. Взрослый. Ответственен. За. Свои. Действия. Breakdown. Взрослый. Vis-a взрослый. This word is an adjective, meaning adult. It can also function as a noun. The stress in this word is on the first syllable. It is pronounced like vzrosli. Ответственен. Ответственен. This word is an adjective meaning responsible. It's an irregular adjective, meaning its ending changes depending on its grammatical function. The stress is on the second syllable. It's pronounced like rtvsvn. За. За. This is a preposition meaning for. It is pronounced за. Свой. Свой. This is a possessive pronoun meaning his or her slash its slash their or one's own. It is pronounced like свой with a very soft I sound. Действия. Действия. This is a noun meaning actions. The stress is on the second syllable. It is pronounced like ASTVEA. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. In this sentence, the adjective ответственен. Ответственен agrees with the noun. Взрослый. Взрослый, which is masculine. Possessive pronouns. Russian possessive pronouns are more complex than in English. The pronoun свой. Свой indicates that the actions are those of the adult themselves. Translation of words. Adult. Взрослый. Взрослый, responsible. Ответственен. Ответственен, for. За. За, own. Свой. Свой, actions. Действия. Действия. Pronunciation tips. Russian has many sounds that don't exist in English, so it's important to pay attention to pronunciation. Practice the sounds of VZ, VZ, CH, CH, CR, SHCH, and ZH. Use online dictionaries or language learning resources for phonetic transcriptions and audio examples. The next word is fly. The word fly in English can be used as a verb or a noun. Let's look at it as a verb, meaning to move through the air. Here is a Russian sentence using the verb to fly. Птица летит над лесом. Breakdown. Птица. Pronounced птица. This is the noun meaning bird in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. It is feminine, singular. Летит. Pronounced летит. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to fly. Летит. Pronounced летит. Над. Pronounced not, this is a preposition meaning over, above. Лесом. pronounced lisom. This is the noun forest in the instrumental case, which is used with the preposition enade. It is masculine, singular. Translation: the bird is flying over the forest. Variations: to indicate the bird's direction, we can add the preposition ver into to and the accusative case of the noun. The bird is flying into the forest. We can use other subjects for the sentence, such as a plane, a drone, a kite, or even a person in a dream. Key concept: the use of different cases of nouns in Russian grammar is essential for understanding the relationships between words in a sentence. Pronunciation: птица, птица, летит, летит, not, not, лесом, лесом. English to Russian: fly, летит, летит. The next word is document. The word document in Russian is документ. Document. It's pronounced like document with the emphasis on the first syllable. Here is an example sentence. У меня есть важный документ, который я должен отдать в университет. This translates to: I have an important document that I need to turn into the university. Breakdown. У меня. У меня. I have, literally, with me. This is a common phrase in Russian to express possession. Pronunciation: у меня. Есть. Est. Is, or, there is. Pronunciation: yes. Важный. Важный. Important. Pronunciation: важный. Документ. Document. Document. Pronunciation: document. Который. Который. Which, or, that. Relating to a preceding noun. Pronunciation: котори. Я. Я. I. Pronunciation: я. Должен. Должен. Must, or, have to. Pronunciation: должен. От that. От that. To give, or, to turn in. Pronunciation: от that. The. In, or, to, used before prepositions of location. Pronunciation: the. Университет. Университет. University. Pronunciation: университет. Helpful hints for pronunciation. Remember that the e at the end of a word is usually silent. So, document sounds more like document than documente. In general, Russian vowels have a more open sound than English vowels. So, o sounds more like o than o, and a sounds more like r than I. Zh in Russian is pronounced like the s in the English word pleasure. Variations: you can also use the feminine form of the word document, which is документа. Документа. For a female document, the plural of document is документы. Документы. Remember, practice makes perfect. So try saying the sentence out loud a few times, and be sure to work on your pronunciation. The next word is pattern. Hash hash. Шаблон. Шаблон, pattern. Sentence: этот шаблон отлично подходит для создания презентации. etot shablon otlichno podkhodit dielasosvania presentatsii. Breakdown. Etot. Etot, this, masculine singular, sounds like, etot. Shablon. Shablon, pattern, template, sounds like, shablon. Otlichno. Otlichno, perfectly, excellently, sounds like, otlichno. Podkhodit. Podkhodit, suits, is suitable, sounds like, podkhodit. Dla. Diela, for, sounds like, delia. Sozdanie. Sozdanie, creation, sounds like, sozdania. Presentatsii. Presentatsii, presentations, sounds like, presentatsii. Key concepts. The sentence uses the masculine singular form of the word shablon. 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 The adjective. Otlichny. Otlichny is used in its short form. Otlichna. Otlichno, because it precedes the noun. Shablon. Shablon. The verb. Podkhodit. Podkhodit is in the present tense and agrees with the subject. Shablon. Shablon, in gender and number. The preposition. Dla. Diela is used to indicate purpose. Translation. This pattern is perfectly suitable for creating presentations. Variations. Shablonu. Shablony, patterns, plural. Shablonny. Shablony, patterned, stereotypical, adjective. Pronunciation guide. Shablon. Shablon. Stress on the first syllable. Sha, like, sha, in, Shah Jahan. Otlichna. Otlichno. Stress on the second syllable. Lie, like, li, in, believe. Helpful hint. Remember that the stress in Russian words can change the meaning. The word. Shablon. Shablon is stressed on the first syllable, while the word. Shablonny. Shablonny is stressed on the second syllable. The next word is application. The word. Zayavka. Zayavka. Is used for a formal request, a written application. Here is a sentence. Yapodal. Zayavku. Napolucheniestepende. Yapodal. Hi. Zayavku. Napolucheniestepende. / hi. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I, pronoun. Podal. Podal. Past tense of the verb, to submit. Zayavku. Zayavku. Application, noun, accusative case. N. Na. On, for, preposition. Poucheni. Polucheni. Obtaining, noun. Stipendi. Stipendi. Scholarship, noun, genitive case, meaning, I submitted an application for a scholarship. Key concepts. The noun. Zayavka. Zayavka. Is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Podal. Podal. The noun. Stipendi. Stipendi. Is in the genitive case, because it is the object of the preposition. N. Na. Variations. Zayavka. Zayavka. Is the nominative case, and is used as the subject of a sentence. Zayavki. Zayavk. is the dative case and can be used for the indirect object of a sentence or for the object of a preposition like ka, ke, to, po, po. According to pronunciation, Zayavka, Zayavka, Sayavka, Stipendi, 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 English, application Russian, Zayavka, Zayavka. The next word is hot. The weather is very hot today. Сегодня очень жарко. Breakdown. The word сегодня, pronounced сегодня, means today. It is a noun, so it declines in cases, and in this sentence it is in the nominative case, since it is the subject of the sentence. The word очень, pronounced очень, means very. It is an adverb, which modifies adjectives or other adverbs. The word жарко, pronounced жарко, means hot. It is an adjective. In this sentence it is in the nominative case, since it is the predicate of the sentence. Variations. The word жарко can be used for weather, but also to describe objects, like a cup of coffee. Кофе очень горячий. Pronounced кофе очень горячий, the coffee is very hot. This is also a great opportunity to learn the opposite. The word холодно, pronounced холодно, means cold. The sentence сегодня очень холодно, pronounced сегодня очень холодно, means today is very cold. Translation. Сегодня. Today, сегодня. Очень. Very, очень. Жарко. Hot, жарко. The next word is obviously. Hash hash obviously. English sentence. It is obviously clear that the sky is blue. Russian sentence. Совершенно. Очевидно. Что небо синее. Breakdown. Совершенно, pronounced совершенно, means completely or entirely. It is an adverb modifying the adjective. Очевидно, очевидно, pronounced очевидно, means obviously and is an adjective. It is the key word in our sentence. Что, pronounced S-H-T-O, means that, and is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Небо, pronounced небо, means sky, and is the subject of the subordinate clause. Синее, pronounced C-I, means blue, and is the predicate adjective of the subordinate clause. Note the yeah ending on the adjective, indicating the neuter gender of the noun, sky. Небо. Variations. Очевидно, что, pronounced очевидно, S-H-T-O, is a very common phrase meaning, it is obvious that. Очевидно can also be used as an adverb, meaning, obviously, without a subordinate clause. For example, очевидно, он не прав. Pronounced очевидно, он не прав, obviously, he is wrong. English translation, completely obvious, that the sky is blue. Word and pronunciation, obviously, очевидно, pronounced очевидно. The next word is unclear. The situation is неясно, pronounced неясно. Breakdown. Не, pronounced не, means not. Неясно, pronounced jasno, means clear. Together, they create the meaning of unclear or not clear. Grammatical notes. Jasna is an adjective in the neuter form, which is used for situations. You can use this word in many ways. It can be part of a phrase like situacja niejasna. The situation is unclear, or nie jasna, co ty chcesz skazać. It's unclear to me what you want to say. Key concept. The prefix nie is frequently used to negate words, making it essential for understanding many Russian words. English translation. Unclear. Niasna. Pronounced niasno. The next word is bill. The word bill in English has several meanings, but in this context, we will focus on the meaning of a bill as a restaurant invoice. Sentence. Я получил счет в ресторане. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced. Я получил. Получил. Received, verb, masculine past tense, singular, pronounced. Получил счете. Shirt. Bill, noun, masculine, singular, pronounced. Shot where? In preposition, pronounced. V-E-S-T-O-R-I-N-E. Ristorani. Restaurant, noun, masculine, prepositional case, pronounced. Ristorane. Translation. I received the bill at the restaurant. Key concept. The word S-K-O-T-E. Shirt. Is a masculine noun. So the verb P-O-L-U-C-E-L. Получил. Agrees with it in gender and number. Pronunciation. The chair. Chair. Sound is a palatalized CH sound, similar to the CH in the English word chair. The cha. Cha. Sound is a softer, more hissing SH sound. The te. Te. Sound at the end of the word S-K-O-T-E. Shirt. Is a voiceless alveolar stop, similar to the T sound in the English word, top. Variations of the word, bill. S-K-E-T-E. Shirt. Variant spelling, more common in some regions of Russia. English, Russian translation. Bill S-K-O-T-E. Shirt. Pronounced. Shiot. The next word is thing. This is a simple example to get us started. English. This is a thing. Russian. Это. Вещь. Breakdown. Это. Это. Is the Russian word for this, pronounced ato. It is used as a demonstrative pronoun, meaning it points to a specific thing. Вещь. Вещь is the Russian word for thing, pronounced vyesh. It is a feminine noun, so it requires the feminine form of the demonstrative pronoun. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns, this, that, these, those, are used to point out specific things. Nouns in Russian have genders, which affects the form of other words that modify them, like pronouns and adjectives. Pronunciation. Это is pronounced ato. Вещь is pronounced vyesh. English Russian word translation. Thing. Вещь. This. Это. The next word is search. I am searching for the perfect book for my next research paper.
Я ищу идеальную книгу для моей следующей исследовательской работы.
Breakdown. Я. Я. I, pronoun, subject of the sentence ищу. Ищу. I am searching, present tense, first person singular, verb искать.
iskat.
Tsuchideya alyirienu you. Ideal nu you.
Perfect, adjective, feminine, singular, agreeing with kaenigeu kaenigeu.
Nig.
Book, noun, feminine, singular, direct object of the verb ishaudelya.
The liar.
For preposition emoyeik batkoye.
Moe.
My possessive adjective, feminine, singular, agreeing with erabe ote yeruselye beuushayeik batkoye.
Sledayushke.
Next, adjective, feminine, singular, agreeing with erabe ote yeruselye beome ate yelyerieskaoik batkoye.
Isildometuskoy.
Research, adjective, feminine, singular, agreeing with erabe ote yeru,
rabote.
Work, noun, feminine, singular.
Key concepts.
Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender, number, and case. This is demonstrated in the sentence with the use of feminine forms for ibeye alyirienu you, kaenigeu, emoyeik batkoye, eselyebeu yushayeik batkoye, and isselyebeome ate yelyirieskaoik batkoye, to match the feminine noun erabe ote yeru.
Direct object.
The noun kaenigeu is the direct object of the verb ishau, indicating what is being searched for.
Preposition.
The preposition belya, for, is used to introduce the purpose of the research paper.
Pronunciation.
Ya.
Ya.
Pronounced like, ya, in, yad ishau.
Ishchu.
Pronounced like, ishchu ibeye alyirienu you.
Ideal nu you.
Pronounced like, ideal nu you kaenigeu.
Nig.
Pronounced like, nigudelya.
The liar.
Pronounced like, the liar emoyeik batkoye.
Moe.
Pronounced like, moyeiselyebeu yushayeik batkoye.
Sledayushche.
Pronounced like, sleduushayeselyebeome ate yelyirieskaoik batkoye.
Isildometuskoy.
Pronounced like, isledomatelskoy erabe ote yeru.
Raboti.
Pronounced like, rabotai. English to Russian translation.
Search.
Iskat.
Iskat.
The next word is separate. The word.
Odvienu.
Pronounced otdiel, ny, means, separate. It is an adjective, and describes something that is distinct, and on its own. It's often used in the context of things being apart, individually, or not connected. Here's a sentence example.
В библиотеке есть отдельные заграждения.
Pronounced. VBBLIATKIS.DILNYZALDILIADITAY. Breakdown. Pronounced V in preposition.
Biblioteki.
Pronounced BBLIATKI, library, feminine noun in the locative case.
Yest.
Pronounced yest, there is slash r, verb, to be, in the present tense.
Odvienui.
Pronounced otdiel, ny, separate, adjective in the nominative case.
Zal.
Pronounced zal, hall slash room, masculine noun in the nominative case.
Dla.
Pronounced dilaya, for, preposition.
Dita.
Pronounced dite, children, plural noun in the genitive case.
Translation.
In the library there is a separate room for children. Key concepts. Gender of nouns. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, and it impacts their endings in various grammatical cases. In this sentence,
biblioteca.
Library, is feminine, while
zal.
fall, is masculine. Cases. Nouns change form depending on their role in the sentence. In this example,
bibliotheca
is in the locative case, indicating location, and
gitea
is in the genitive case, indicating possession. Adjectives. Adjectives agree with the nouns they modify in gender, number, and case. Here,
adjenui
agrees with
zau
in being masculine and singular. Pronunciation tips.
O.
Pronounced O is similar to the O in hot.
Ye.
Pronounced ye is similar to the ye in yes.
U.
Pronounced I is similar to the I in machine.
Ikratka ye.
Pronounced Y is similar to the Y in yes.
Mark is nak.
Pronounced soft sign is not pronounced, but it softens the consonant before it. English, Russian.
Separate.
Ajdienui. Pronounced ot-dial, ny.